that I'm living in a place as a foreigner, as a stranger to the land. My family and I not only look different, but we also do many things different. This is made very clear as we walk out the front gates, and we hear many children call out, "Wazungu, Wazungu," meaning foreigner, foreigner. So we do things very differently. We look different, we do things differently. We speak another language. We eat different food and we have different family arrangements. Our children go to bed around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And Tanzanian children, they're only having dinner at 9 o'clock at night. So we always have reminders that we are foreigners. So I don't know if you remember, but when we were here with you about 3 years ago, I preached from Genesis chapter 12. The topic was, where is your identity found? I shared that as missionaries, we don't really have a home. I shared that people would ask me, where are you from? And I would not know how to answer. Whether to say I'm from Sydney, Australia, or from Bunda, Tanzania. It was quite confusing to know how to answer, where am I from? And it's still hard to say now, where am I from? Are we from the Central Coast? Or last time, 3 years ago, we were living down on the Shire at Kirrawee. So it's very hard to know where we are from. So I talked about the fact that we are all, as Christians, citizens of heaven. So this time around, about 3 years later, I would like to continue on with this theme and give you part two of the sermon series. Part one, we saw that we have no true home here on this world. We are citizens of another place, citizens of heaven. But we still live in this world. And so how are we to live faithfully in a foreign country? So this is what I want us to look at today. How are we to live faithfully in a foreign country? In Tanzania, because we are living in a foreign country, we have had to learn Swahili, which is a great thing to be able to communicate well to the people we work with and with our friends. But this also means that all ministry is done in Swahili. So it is hard work teaching at the Bible College and overseeing Boys Brigade ministry, as it takes extra time to prepare my work. So are there days when it's hard and it's not very productive? It gets very frustrating knowing that I have to prepare a New Testament lecture on Wednesday, and all day Tuesday I have visitors taking up my time. Sometimes it is easy to say, why are we here in Tanzania when it gets so hard at times? It is also discouraging to drive for an hour to a village to visit a Boys Brigade meeting and to find out that there are no leaders to lead the boys that day. So it can be come easy to give up with ministry in Tanzania when things get hard. It is easy to be tempted to look back to Australia, to our life here in Australia, to look at the comforts, to look at the certainty of things here in Australia. To think, if only we returned back to Australia, it would be so much easier in ministry. But then we read passages like this one in Hebrews chapter 11, which was just read out earlier. This passage reminds us to remain faithful in our ministry, to continue with our ministry in Tanzania. It reminds all of us to remain faithful in our lives here on earth as foreigners, as aliens. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. If you've got a Bible there, it might be helpful to have the Bible open that you can follow along. In Hebrews chapter 11, we see some great examples of godly people who lived by faith. They lived by faith because of their trust in God to fulfill his promises. Now, verses 4 to 12 are about some of God's faithful people. They are examples of how God's people lived by faith. For example, in verse 5, we read that Enoch was taken away by God. He did not experience death because Enoch lived as one who pleased God. He pleased God because he believed in God and his promises. So verse 6 is interesting. It says that without faith, we cannot please God. So this is a very logical thought. How can we please God if we do not believe in him, if we do not have faith in him? Therefore, the beginning of pleasing God is believing in him, believing in his promises, believing that he will fulfill his promises. Noah is another one with great faith who believed in God's promises. Look at verse 7. Verse 7 says, "By faith, Noah, when warned by about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith." Noah trusted God and built an ark. So Noah didn't have any meteorologists to say on TV or the radio that there was going to be a huge flood. There was no sign of rain. Noah lived in a very dry area. But he had God speak to him. And because of his faith in God, he trusted and obeyed. He built a boat in the middle of the desert. We see that Noah was counted righteous, not because of what he did, but because of his faith. So let's look at verse 8. Verse 8 says, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." In verse 8 we see that Abraham is called to go, and he goes to a country even though he did not know where he was going. Verse 9, "When he lived in that country God took him to, he lived as a stranger." He lived like a stranger in a foreign country. Now verses 10 to 12 briefly recounts the faith of Abraham from the story of Genesis chapter 12. Verse 13 tells us that the faithful people of God in the Old Testament were faithful until death. They did not see the promises of God fulfilled in their lifetime. They only saw the promises from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. They are aliens and strangers in a foreign land, not completely experiencing the promises of God, but they were looking at what's ahead and not where they came from. So let's read verses 14 to 16. Let's start at the end of verse 13. Verse 13 says, "That they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth." In verse 14, "People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." So we see that their faith enabled them to live as strangers and aliens in a foreign country. They were longing for a heavenly country, a country and life better than what they had. They could have returned to the country they had left, could have returned to the way it was before, where it was probably a better and easier life. But they didn't. By faith, they looked forward to what was ahead. They were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. They all lived by faith and obeyed God, trusting in his promises. Even though they died before they saw God's promises fulfilled, they still remained faithful and obedient till the end. They lived with a heavenly mind, heavenly home in mind, and lived as strangers and aliens in a foreign country. They lived faithfully in a foreign country. So a key to their faith is obedience. They believed that God would fulfill his promises, and so they lived according to that fact. They didn't live like the non-believers of the day. They didn't take on the gods of the people they lived among. They lived faithfully with a heavenly home in mind. Now let's look at verse 1 of chapter 11. Verse 1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Enoch pleased God in a time of hostility when many people rejected God, but he was sure of the hope God promised him. Noah built a boat in the middle of the desert with no water, no lakes, no rivers nearby. He could not see any chance of God's promises being fulfilled, and yet he obeyed with faith. He was sure of the hope God promised him, even though he could not possibly see God's promises being fulfilled. It is the same with Abraham. He could not possibly see how God would make a great nation from an old man and a barren wife. But Abraham left his country and went to the country God led him to. He could not see in advance what the country was like. There were no Google Maps at the time. But Abraham believed Abraham obeyed because he had faith to trust in God. So all these people, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, they believed in God, trusted in his promises, and lived according to their faith. As a result, we see in verse 16, God is not ashamed to be called their God. We see that God is happy to call faithful people his. People who have faith and trust and obey God, he is not ashamed to be called their God. So this is a huge honour, the Creator God being proud of his faithful people. As a result of their faith, God has prepared a city for them. So even though they're strangers and aliens in a foreign land, they had a heavenly home to look forward to. Verse 16 says they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one, one in which God has prepared for those who are faithful and obedient. So this is true for us too. We can live longing for a heavenly home. We too are strangers and aliens in this world. So our home is not of this world. We need to ensure that we don't live like the people of the world. So live in the world, but not as part of the world. We need to live by faith like the people of the Old Testament. We need to live faithfully in a foreign country. Live as citizens of heaven, not citizens of this world. So if we quickly look at Romans chapter 1, verse 18... it talks about how depraved this world is, and that the wrath of God is being revealed. So verse 18 in Romans 1 says, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness." As a result of this godlessness and wickedness, God handed the depraved generation over to the sinful desires. In chapter 1 verse 32, it says that the faithless people who live a godless and wicked life deserve death. The wrath of God is being revealed. So we need not to be drawn into what the world offers and join the godlessness and wickedness of the world. We need to be careful not to be tempted by the things that appear glamorous. Be careful not to be tempted by godless and wicked things. So these verses in Romans act as a warning to us. We need to be focused on our heavenly home, just as Abraham did, and live faithfully in a foreign country, in a foreign world. We're not to look back to the ways we once were, before we accepted Jesus into our lives. We may have once enjoyed the wicked and godless things of the world, but now, because of our faith, we do not look back and return to the country, return to the lifestyle we once lived. But now we live in view of our heavenly home. So we need to hold loosely to the things of this world. So it is hard for us to do this because the world offers so much. It is enticing to live the comfortable, easy life, especially here on the beautiful northern beaches. And so it is easy for us to lose sight of our heavenly home. For Tanzanians, it is slightly easier because they have a hard life in general. So when Tanzanians hear about the gospel, hear about the hope they have through Jesus, they accept it with great joy. By faith, they try and hold on to the teachings of the Bible, even though they still have the temptations of the world. For example, Zachariah is one of the men who helps me to oversee the Boys Brigade ministry. By faith, he left his parents and cow herding for full-time ministry. Because he's the youngest son in the family, it was expected for him to remain with his family and look after his parents in their old age and to look after the family cattle. Even when he married, it was his wife becomes part of the family. Unfortunately, when Zachariah went into full-time ministry, it meant that he was leaving his culture and tradition, which left his family very unhappy, his parents very unhappy. And so it was. It has made life very difficult for him. Now he is studying at the Bunda Bible College, and he has no home of his own. He cannot return to his parents. His wife is not accepted back to his parents' home. And so Zechariah's wife and their children have no home. They have no place of their own. So he could have it. He could have what he had if he returns to his family. If he returns to the way it was before, before full-time ministry, he could have a house. He could have a better lifestyle. If he left his ministry and lived with his parents and did cow herding again. But no, Zechariah is looking what's ahead toward his heavenly home. He's living faithfully in a foreign world, in a foreign country. So life may be harder for him and his family, but he's faithful and lives by faith, knowing that God will fulfill his promises. So life in this world can become quite draining at times. It can be very hard to live in a godless and wicked world. It can be hard to live by faith. If we take on the view that we are aliens and strangers in the world, then we will not feel at home in this world. We will not feel at home in Tanzania. We will not feel at home here in Terre Hills or anywhere. We are aliens in this world and therefore need to live by faith, obey God, and have our eyes on our heavenly home. As Romans 1 verse 16 and 17 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So we know from Hebrews chapter 1 verse 11, chapter 11 verse 1, that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So we may not always see God's promises fulfilled. We may not be able to have a good understanding of heaven and God's plan for us. But as righteous, faithful, obedient people of God, we can live by faith. So this faith we have in God is a faith we must share. We cannot keep it to ourselves. The gospel of salvation, we must share it with others. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. So we are aliens in this world. Our non-believing neighbours, family and friends may already see us as aliens, see us as a little bit different because of our faith in Jesus. And so we must not be ashamed to share the gospel with someone who already thinks we're a bit different, who already thinks that we're aliens. For the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of all who believe. Therefore, let's be faithful, obedient people of God and share the gospel amongst godless and wicked people of the world. The wrath of God is coming on those who do not believe. We need to have a heart for the lost, be bold to tell the depraved generation and the hope of a heavenly home. So we are aliens and strangers in this world, but we know that God has prepared a city for us, a heavenly home. And the best thing about that city is that when we get there, we will feel at home. Therefore, we need to live with this in view. Live by faith and obey and trust God's promises. So let me finish with Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our Father, we thank you that we have the people of the Old Testament as good examples to follow. We ask, Lord, that you'll help us to live godly, faithful lives in obedience to you as aliens and strangers in this world. Help us to live in view of our heavenly home. And give us strength to share our faith in the gospel to others. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Okay, thank you.